Democrats try to take Georgia House seat.
The fact that he's running strong is a red flag for Republicans.
U.S. college student back from North Korea dies.
At least we got him home to be with his parents.
Triple-digit danger in the Southwest.
It's life-threatening heat for all populations, all ages.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. At 6 o'clock this morning, President Trump had Georgia on his mind. He tweeted support for the Republican in today's special election for an open House seat in her battle with an upstart Democrat. CBS's Mark Strassman says some are calling this a referendum on the president.
How you doing?
John Ossoff,
thank you.
A 30-year-old rookie candidate,
thanks for helping out,
knows these volunteers will turn out for him today. But to turn this red district blue, the former congressional aide needs to poach as many unhappy Republican voters as he can.
What will encourage last-minute voters to break one way or the other?
It's a neck-and-neck race. It's all going to come down to turnout.
Republican Karen Handel knows that, too.
I think probably about half the vote has taken place in the early vote, so the second half is going to be on Election Day. So we just need all of our voters to come out and make sure they cast their ballot.
As the Republican, Georgia's former Secretary of State could expect to be the favorite. But anti-Trump sentiment has helped fuel the most expensive congressional race in history.
$50 million has been spent on the Georgia race. President Trump says North Korea is a brutal regime, but the U.S. will be able to handle it. His comments followed the death of Otto Warmbier, the American college student who returned home from the country last week in a coma.
At least we got him home to be with his parents, where they were so happy to see him, even though he was in very tough condition.
The 22-year-old's father was critical last week of his son's treatment in North Korea, where he was held for a year and a half. CBS's Kylie Atwood says attention has turned to the other three Americans held in North Korea.
Ambassador Jo Yoon did see them, had some contact with them, and so in the coming days, we'll find out more, if we can, about what Jo Yoon can tell us about their status in North Korea right now.
CBS This Morning's Nora O'Donnell is in South Korea, where she spoke with the country's new president, Moon Jae-in.
Do you believe the North Korean should be held responsible for his death?
Yes. We cannot know for sure that North Korea killed Mr. Warmbier, but I believe it is quite clear that they have a heavy responsibility in the process that led to Mr. Warmbier's death.
A CBS News poll out this morning shows 73% believe Senate Republicans should discuss their health care plan in public. Democrats took to the Senate floor last night to make the same points. Live to CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
For several hours, Democrats made speech after speech railing against the secret GOP talks on a plan to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act.
What are you afraid of? Bring that bill out.
We're talking about 1/6 to 1/5 of the American economy.
I won't vote for anything that's being jammed down America's throats.
What's going on here?
Democrats intend to continue making such speeches today and through the week. They've threatened they might try to clog up the Senate's work. But at the end of the day, they don't have, among themselves, enough power to block a Republican health care bill. That said, several GOP senators cannot describe what's in it because they, too, haven't seen it. And yet, Republican leaders hope to pass it by the end of next week. Steve?
Well, President Trump's approval rating stands at 36% in today's CBS News poll, and our deputy director of surveys, Jennifer DePinto, says the Russia investigation's hanging over the president.
Of the issues asked about in this poll, the public gives President Trump his most negative marks on his handling of the Russia matter. Just 28% approve, while 63% disapprove. He gets better marks on the economy and terrorism.
In a speech today, House Speaker Paul Ryan will promise Congress will overhaul the tax code by the end of the year. He will warn against half measures, tax cuts without reform. The temperature in Phoenix hit a record-tying 118 degrees for the date yesterday. People who live there are trying to keep cool.
A heat wave isn't really a good way to describe it. It's more like a heat attack.
No relief in sight from that attack. CBS's Chris Van Cleve says the extreme heat misery will continue today in parts of Arizona, California, and Nevada.
The hottest it's ever gotten in Phoenix is 122. This week, that record is in jeopardy. The heat wave is also threatening to set records across the region, including Tucson and Las Vegas. Even the normally cool San Francisco airport reached 97 on Sunday. Their all-time record is 103.
Tropical storm warnings are up today for parts of the Louisiana Gulf Coast for a storm system that's generating some energy about 300 miles away. In a statement out last night, Tiger Woods says he's getting professional help to manage his medications. He was charged with driving under the influence last month in Florida. The golfer says he's dealing with back pain and a sleep disorder. A new Boston Medical Center study is worth noting for people who suffer with back pain. CBS's Dr. John LaPoque.
Yoga was just as effective as physical therapy in terms of reducing pain intensity and improving physical function. And this is great because it's another modality to try to improve back pain.
A new vaccine being tested could turn out to be an alternative to statin drugs. We're live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
The drug essentially orders the immune system to lower levels of the so-called bad cholesterol linked to heart disease.
We have been able to achieve a significant reduction of atherosclerosis plaque.
Oliver Siegel, CEO of the Austrian biotech firm that developed the drug. Human trials are just beginning, but even if they succeed, the researchers warn the best way to reduce the risk of heart disease will remain exercise and a healthy diet. Steve?
The UN and other organizations are marking World Refugee Day today. CBS's Gary Nunn.
2 dozen people every minute worldwide are forced to flee their homes for one reason or another.
There is a record number, 65.6 million people around the world who are displaced from their homes, and over 20 million refugees, which is also a record number.
Heather Higginbottom of CARE says there are more refugees now than at any other time in history.
It's really, really at a scale we haven't seen before.
Higginbottom notes a significant increase in people fleeing South Sudan arriving in Uganda.
UPS says it's going to add extra fees for retailers for shipping packages during the busy weeks before Christmas. The surcharge will force companies from Amazon to Zappos to decide whether to charge customers more for shipping or figure out ways to absorb the cost. McDonald's is using new 10-second Snapchat ads to get the word out today about summer hiring. The fast food giant says it plans to take on 250,000 people. Actress Carrie Fisher's death last December stunned her fans. Now there's new information from the coroner.
There were a number of recreational drugs in Carrie Fisher's system when she died. The L.A. County Coroner's Office says toxicology tests found cocaine, heroin, and ecstasy. An autopsy report says Fisher likely took cocaine within 72 hours before she went into cardiac arrest on board a flight to Los Angeles. Fisher died 4 days later. It's unclear what impact, if any, the drugs had on her death. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Comic Bill Dana has died at 92. He's best known for his broken English character Jose Jimenez on 1960s TV. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.